Yo, what's going on, guys? Wow. Let me tell you, First, let's just start right from the beginning. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Wow. Wow.
Wow.
This is going to be more than just one part. This is going to be several parts to this series. I just got done reading a bunch of the beginning of Invincible Ultimate Collection.
Invincible's Ultimate Collection.
Even having watched the show, this is so refreshing. Anybody that's obsessed with the universe after watching the show, I highly recommend buying the Ultimate Edition or the individual volumes. Wow! Wow! So, let's get into it. Let me get a sip, though, first. Okay, so, before we get involved in this, basically I'm going to be comparing the differences between the show and the comic and, you know, my insights on things, on characters, on decisions they make, all that good stuff, okay? Because while we're waiting for another year for season two, I just want to keep the conversation going. I just want to keep the conversation going with Invincible. It's an amazing universe. I love it. But first, let me talk about myself. You ready?
I was born ready.
I'm Viking, and I react to all kinds of stuff. I do gaming bullshit.
You're a bitch.
I'm a construction worker in real life. And, you know, some of the shit I say is gonna be a little raw. I might be a little more vulgar than you guys are used to.
Another squad, whole nother squad, holy fuck! There's too many noobs!
So, you know, if you don't like swearing or anything, you might wanna get the fuck off this channel. But let's get started, all right? So first off, right away, first page, Mark is taking a shit on the toilet. First page, taking a shit on the toilet. And we see that in the show as well. In the show, you see the White House and you see the Mahler twins. They come and they're just, you know, all kinds of shit, craziness is going on. And that just isn't happening in the comic yet. What we're seeing is Mark's taking a shit and basically goes downstairs, talks to his mother. And what does she say? Omni-Man didn't come home last night. Your father didn't come home last night. Come to find out, they turn on the TV. Omni-Man's been fighting a dragon for the last 10 hours, okay? And Deborah doesn't even bat an eye at it. She doesn't even bat an eye. And we're only two pages into the story. So with the show, all kinds of stuff's happening. You're seeing a lot of Omni-Man. You're seeing, you know, a lot of things going on behind the scenes, right? In the actual comic, we're seeing Mark, page 4, got his powers. Same way, he's at Burger Mart, throws the trash bag, thing launches into space. Not actually into space, but you know what I'm fucking saying. So, 4 pages in, and Mark has his powers. And it's actually pretty interesting to me because in the show, I actually liked seeing Mark be just normal to start. It's always cool to see, you know, I don't know if it's like an origin story, if you want to call it that. But when you see somebody before they got their powers versus after, because I feel like it builds more depth to a character. Any character that starts off and already has powers, you know, they're going to have like an ego trip. They're not going to think logically like a regular person. Mark's already 17 years old, so he knows what it's like to be just a weak ass human. But in the comic and the show, Mark gets his powers at 17 years old. So that's cool. But the comic does it right away while the show has all kinds of other happenings going on. So that night, Mark gets back. He's done working at Burger Mart. Papa Bear isn't at the dinner table yet. He's still been fighting the dragon all day. Right in the nick of time, Nolan shows up and basically says, the mind control shit was happening. He found the guy behind that was controlling the dragon and all that stuff. But this is where things get interesting. In the show, we get to see Mark saying, I got my powers today. And Nolan just kind of like something changes in his face. You know what I mean? Something changes about him. He's thinking a mile a minute. Who knows what he's thinking of? And we'll come to that later, right? But in the comic, his mom's just like, oh, that's cool. That's nice. Pass the potatoes or whatever. Fuck. She says some shit like that. Like, damn. The shit isn't even shocking to these guys. But also another thing that isn't in the show that's in the comic that I really liked is we find out that Omni-Man's day job, Nolan's day job, he's some kind of writer. I'm not sure what kind, and I'm not sure what he writes, but he basically says to Deborah at the dinner table that, like, the editors and stuff, they want, like, his next book, or he's just going to write that book the next day. He says, like, tomorrow I'm just going to take off and write the book. He says something along the lines of, we should order a couple of keyboards. Are you kidding? That right there tells me that this dude not only can move super fast and fly, but he also thinks super fast. Now, given a lot of guys, if you are moving super fast, you're gonna have to think a little faster, right? But to write an entire book in a day and you're burning out keyboards, you're typing so fast, that's pretty crazy. I wish they would have put something like that in the show, but that's what spices it up and gives you something to read in the comics. So very quickly, we see Mark has his powers. We don't see any of the training type stuff, where he's throwing catch with his dad around the earth and everything.
Get ready. Were you nervous?
A little.
We don't see that, right? We see almost immediately he is already flying. Like, he tests out the flying, and almost immediately he fights Titan. The stuff with Titan was pretty much the same. He just got done robbing a place. And he's running with some other goons, and basically Invincible swoops in there, looking like, you know, like a straight bandit with his COVID mask on, right? And he just fucking whoops him. He whoops Titan. I don't even think Titan got a punch in, okay? And that kind of shows some crazy shit. Because in the show, they always kind of make Invincible get a little whooped, right? And he still did absolutely destroy Titan in the show, but in the comic, he seems to be even more powerful. So just like in the show, Omni-Man shows up and he sees this scrub outfit. Oops, oh my God, almost fell. He sees this scrub outfit that Mark has on and basically is like, yo, you know what? We gotta get you some threads, brother. So he takes him and shows him to the tailor. And this is where things kind of get interesting. In the show, when you see the tailor, he talks like, oh, I've been working with your father for years, blah, blah, blah.
I'm Art Rosenbaum, kid. Pleasure to finally meet you.
And he basically puts that costume on Mark, the yellow one. I think it was just mostly yellow. He puts that suit on Mark, has him try it out. And Mark's like talking shit like, yo, what are all these discs and shit on here? And in the show, they didn't say this. None of this was in there. And the tailor basically says, and this is like a throw to Superman, which is, it's pretty cool. He's like, oh, when I met your father, I thought that he grew his power. I thought his power was like given to him by the sun. So I put these solar battery panels in. And tell me if that ain't Superman's shit. Superman draws his power from the sun. If you look in the back of the comic book, it actually shows like writing and drawings and stuff like that. In the Ultimate Edition, at least, it shows drawings and stuff. And it turns out that Omni-Man's original name was Supraman, like the car, Supra, Superman. You know what? Let me just show you guys. Let me show you a little snippet. I mean, this is why it's going to be good to just get a copy of these guys, you know. And I'm not getting paid to even say that, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just pretty cool. All right, so these are like original sketches. These are original sketches, and right here you can see Superman. Hopefully you guys can see that. That was gonna be his name, Superman. And you know, honestly, I like Omni-Man a lot better. Superman was like too damn close. They'd be getting some kind of copyright trademark type shit lawsuits, right? But, I mean, Omni-Man still is, you know, on the same, like, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like the same archetype where you have this overpowered hero, right? So also in the comics, it's kind of cool to see, and I haven't read a comic in years, okay? Last time I read a comic was like the old Spawn comics. I used to have a lot of X-Men Spawn comics, but In the comic, there's like, you know, you see the kids in high school and they got Slayer shirts on, they got Tool. And I'm wondering if this is like a throwback to the actual artists, Robert Kirkman, or you know what I mean? Is this like bands they like? I don't know. It was just interesting to see. I thought it was pretty cool. So now that we're on the topic of the school, when we see Mark in school, he ends up seeing the bully, right? And I believe in the show, the bully's name is Todd. Well, they don't even say the guy's name in the comic. At least so far from what I've read, they've never said his name. What did I tell you in the first two pages? Or first four pages? Mark got his powers, right? So Mark already has his powers. He's in high school, and then this bully's picking on someone, just like in the show. Mark basically steps to him, yo, don't be picking on this dude, blah, blah, blah. And the dude's like, you want some of this? You're speaking up? You want some of this fucking shit? Basically squares up with Mark, gives him like a little tap, you know what I mean? Pushes him, and Mark just fucking like, boom, forearm, smashes him into the lockers, dents the fucking lockers up. Yeah, I mean, it was totally different because in the show, Amber saves him, right? And so far, we haven't even seen Amber. Amber saves his ass in the show, kicks that dude square in the nuts. And then Mark later on, like, lets the dude punch him until, like, the dude's hands hurt, you know, and that's how he kind of got him. But in the comic, that ain't how it went. Mark just straight up just, boom, blasts him in there. Almost like Spider-Man with Flash Thompson, right? Lets him know. He lets him know. You gotta let him know. And then this brings the next thing that's totally different. So Mark ends up having to go to see the principal, okay? And the principal basically tells Mark he's not really mad at Mark for what Mark did, standing up for the kid. You know, he thinks the bully deserves it, right? But he doesn't want Mark to, you know, start following this path where he's doing bad shit, okay? And he says to Mark, you're not invincible. You're not invincible. And that's what gives Mark the idea, oh shit, that's gonna be my name. You know, I'm gonna tell my tailor that shit, and then my tailor's gonna come up with a cool color scheme for my suit. Meanwhile, in the show, when Mark is playing catch with his dad across the fucking entire planet, right? Just fucking playing catch around the entire Earth, right? And I thought that was a super cool scene, and I don't think I saw that in the book yet, or in the comics. Yeah, I don't think I saw that. That's when Omni-Man basically tells him, you're not like other kids, you know, you're invincible. Or they're not, he says something like that. Actually, I'll play the audio clip right here.
You actually are invincible.
So that's a pretty interesting thing. A human principal says you aren't invincible. And then a Viltrumite father says you are invincible. So those are two like parallel opposites. So he basically tells him, this is where I come from, and gives him the story, right? But I noticed in the story, the difference between the show and the comic. In the show, he says that Viltrumites help lesser developed races. They help lesser developed races and civilizations. But in the comic, it actually says, not just that they help them, but they help them get to Viltrumites level. I believe that's what it said, right? Yes. They help them get to Viltrumite's level of development. So they're not just helping them, but in the comic, he's saying that they are trying to make them advance as high as Viltrumites have advanced, which is pretty cool. So that's not the only thing, though. In the comics, Nolan basically says the committee of Viltrumites that make the decisions of which civilizations and races and planets to save, they basically said, Earth is too crude and underdeveloped. We're not going to even waste our time with them. And Nolan kept insisting, please, like, we should. He basically says he's been watching them from afar, and he's kind of like getting like infatuated with Earth and its people. And they basically come to this agreement where Nolan says, I'm going to go there. You know, I really like the place. Let's give it a chance. I'm going to scout it out. And they tell him, listen, Earth is kind of like out there. It's basically on the outskirts of other universes or planets, solar systems. It's basically on the outskirts. And if we drop your ass off or get your ass within flying distance, you know, you might not ever be able to come back. We might not ever see each other again. And Nolan basically says, you know what? I'm fucking doing it. Screw it. And he flies his ass to Earth. while the ship's still cruising. So there's a potential chance that he couldn't even come back. And at least that's what he's telling Mark, his son. Is it true? We don't know. Okay, so this is another thing too in this part. And in the show, you don't see this for a couple episodes. I think it's like episode 4. My bad. I think it's episode 2 or 3. But you see, you guys know Alan the Alien. I'm assuming you know. If you're listening to this or watching this, I'm assuming you've already seen the show. Alan the Alien, his species, right? It shows Omni-Man now that he got to Earth and, you know, he's trying to be its sole protector. It just shows a snippet of him protecting Earth, and what it is, and I'll show the picture, is him punching either Alan or someone of his race in the face. And I don't know, it's just pretty funny. Because in the show, Alan says, and I'll play this clip for you. Alan basically says that somebody else came to this planet before. Actually, I don't know if I should say it because it was at the end of the show. Yeah, fuck it, we'll say it. You had to finish the show if you're watching this.
Earth is off limits. There's a Viltrumite living on your planet.
The final episode of the show, when you finally see Alan the Alien again, he basically says, like, holy crap, I just found out, you know, Earth has a Viltrumite on it, or whatever, like, posted up on it. Like, you gotta be careful, dude. So I'm thinking it wasn't Alan, but it was, like, somebody else that's his same race or species. They basically got whooped when they went there and then reported it back. And then Alan's just, you know, it's Seth Rogen. He's high as hell or something. So he didn't realize it. He thought, what was he calling it? He was calling something else. He wasn't calling it Earth. He was like, Mirth. Is this Mirth? And
your planet signed up for the program. See? Request from Urath for evaluation.
Urath? This is Earth!
So, I don't know. It's a little snippet throwback right there in the beginning that you get to see. I thought that was pretty cool.
You're half Viltrumite, son. And you're getting older. Things are going to start to change for you in a few years as you hit puberty. You're going to get acne. Your voice will start to crack as it begins to change. You'll begin to grow hair in strange places. And you're going to start to develop superpowers of your own. Just like me. Super strength and speed. Flight. The whole bit. Do you understand?
I'm going to be able to fly?
Yes, son. You're going to be able to fly.
After all that, we get to see Mark flying around one night. He just wakes up. He's in his pajamas, got no shirt on, you know, just flexing and shit. He's soaring the skies, and he sees at a local, what the hell is this called? I don't know. It's like a fake-ass Toys R Us. It's like Toys R We or something like that. Anyways, he sees one of the Mueller twins down there. And the Mueller twins got actually like a nose ring, okay? So that's a little different. And he's by himself, and he always saw those two together. He's down there stealing a bunch of video game consoles. Are you kidding? A bunch of Xbox One X's and fucking PlayStation 5s. Of course Mark's gonna stop that shit. There's a fucking low supply, man. So he goes down there and basically like says something to the guy, is about to fight him. All of a sudden, who shows up for the first time? Teen Team. They show up on that fucking, like, I don't even know what it is. That car, that sky car. I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyways, Rexplode throws like a fucking BB. Boom, big explosion. He just starts, you know, he's spouting his nonsense. He's like, oh man, that's only a BB. Imagine how big a golf ball explosion is. You know, all it does is piss off the Mueller twin. Well, guess what happens? Invincible just knocks him the fuck out with one punch. And this is where I'm saying Invincible's way more powerful in the freaking comics than in the show. In the show, I swear he's just constantly getting whooped all the time, right? It seemed like from the beginning, he's just getting whooped. And I gotta give props to one of my viewers. Oh man, I can't think of your name off the top of my head, but I'll try to put your name in the title here or on the screen here. But he said, not invincible in body, invincible in spirit. And that's very true of the show for, you know, Mark's nature. But in the comic, he's a badass. So just like the show in the comic, he ends up going to the high school and he notices Adam Eve. And he's like, oh shit, we sat together in the same classes. Or he says something along those lines.
Oh, that was you.
in the blue and the yellow?
Yeah, that was me. I'm, invincible.
And she's just like, yo, you should, like, come hang out. Team shit, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And that's actually not how it went, but, you know, it kind of did. He ends up following her. They fly. He's like, oh my God, you can fly. You know, he gets all excited and shit. He's new to this, okay? A lot of shit excites him. He goes, follows her to Teen Team's hideout. And the difference is everybody was there when they got there last time. On the show, she goes up and just starts making out with Rexplode. And Mark realizes, oh shit, she's fucking taken, right? But in the comics, Rexplode ain't there. And guess who ain't? Or guess who else ain't? Duplicate. Now, if you guys saw the show, they ain't doing no midnight mission together on, like, you know, something legit. You know what they're doing. They're hanging out in the showers. Guaranteed. Guaranteed!
You piece of shit! Oh, God!
My man.
So with the team kind of, you know, a lack of members, Robot basically says, yo, I'm gonna go do a mission. I don't really fucking need you, but if you want to tag along, that's cool. So Invincible tags along, and it's the Mauler twins again. Robot did all some kind of crazy shit, like he wiped the one guy's mind that Invincible knocked out. So now that dude is like going back to his base. I don't know what the fuck happened, right? And he basically used that tactic to get to find out like where their base was and what the fuck they're up to. So when they get there, what happens? What happens? Mauler twins are just talking shit. They think they're big badasses. Robot, he fucking handles one, and Invincible just fucking one KO punches the other one. He's out. And Robot basically is like, yo, you want to be on you want to be on Teen Titans? I mean, Teen Team? which is a whole nother thing, right? I feel like Teen Team, guaranteed Teen Titans, right? Just how Omni-Man works with the fake-ass Justice League, right? These guys are basically the fake Teen Titans, right? And it's a nod towards them, right? Because I don't want to talk shit and just say, oh, it's like the fake Teen Titans. Because this universe, I mean, this universe is no joke. I'm actually really into it. I like Teen Team maybe more than Teen Titans. Actually, I do. They're older, right? And not just that, but they got more character, okay? Duplicate. What's she doing in them showers, man? Are you kidding? And basically, like, we could look at a robot. Robot's like Cyborg. It's like Cyborg. Very smart. Very smart.
Booyah!
A lot of robot. A lot of robotics to him. And when we'll find out later, what we found out on the show, you know, he's not all robot.
I'm very much alive. More so now than ever.
What the fuck?
And then I'd say Duplicate. Well, actually, I don't know who the hell Duplicate would be in the Teen Titans. But Rexplode, I would say, is like a beast boy. He just kind of like pops off. He's talking a lot, talking craziness, cocky. It's kind of like a beast boy.
You're just jealous because I sound like a rock star.
And then I would say Adam Eve is like Starfire.
I look nice.
So they're definitely giving off some Teen Titan vibes. And Invincible, maybe he's like Superboy? I don't fucking know. He's like a Superboy that can fly. And he's not as good as his dad. I mean, I guess that kind of is what he is, right? But like I said, it's its own universe. And man, this is going to be a bold statement that I'm going to say. But this is kind of the reason that I'm making this series. I'm in love with this universe, and I mean, maybe it's like I got burned out with DC and Marvel, but I mean, I'm really loving this universe, like more so than most. And I like how raw it is. I love the violence. It's just more real. It's more raw. It's more real to me. I like it. I like it a lot. So after he gets asked if he's going to be recruited, by the end of this particular volume, all of a sudden we're taken to a new area, and it's Twin Pines Mall. And you know, it basically zooms in on this kid that's sleeping inside the mall on a bench, and he wakes up and he opens up his jacket And then there's a vest he has on with a timer. And it has 1 second left on it. And then the following scene, it zooms out. Spectators from outside the mall. The entire roof of the mall explodes, racking the area, radiating massive amounts of heat and fire! And basically, that, well, 100% the kid's dead, and probably everybody else that was in the mall. So this is like another arc that was not in the show. This has to be a different kind, a different villain, a different, you know, maybe a whole story arc. And it's surprising. And I'm thinking maybe because it's too real for the show. You know, they're trying to see what kind of audience they can get. So they didn't want to just kind of put something that raw in there. This like freaking bomb going off. I mean, that shit's crazy. So yeah, bomb goes off on the kid's chest. Whole mall explodes. Shit's nuts. So yeah, the comic and the show are very different from each other so far. And I think the show did a good job with how they delivered things. The show, everything was like, it seemed very like TV PG, right? It seemed like another episode of the Justice League. Like everything's very calm, the good guys win, everything's nice. And then that fucking ending to episode one, holy shit. And it, I mean, they're geniuses for doing it like that. Just Omni-Man murking everybody. Shit was, it was unbelievable. Nobody was expecting that. It was pretty cool. And then in the comic itself, you know, we didn't even get to meet any of them yet. Didn't meet any of them. But there are other things going on in the comic to the story that, you know, starts bringing everything to life more, you know? There's a lot of depth to it. And I really appreciate and like that they did it so differently. I don't like seeing things that are just word for word the exact same. So let me just say, if you guys aren't subscribed, you're gonna wanna subscribe because this is only the first part of the series. I got a bunch more coming. And if you are watching this and you like it, but you know, if you wanna hear the other parts, but you're not gonna be able to listen to them at work, I also have a podcast starting that I'm going to be playing this entire series. So you can play it while you're on the go, doing whatever, working. I'll put a link to the podcast in the description. And by the time this airs, I'll let you guys know how long until the next one's coming out. I'm going to have a solid schedule. I appreciate everybody that stayed and watched this whole time. I'll see you guys later.